This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If you have been following the news of big American companies, even peripherally this year, you know that 2022 has not been kind to Target Corporation. There was the inventory glut of this spring as American consumers changed their minds about what they want to buy. Then the ensuing discounting to get rid of said inventory glut, followed shortly thereafter by the 90% drop in profits. One might reasonably say that this is a rebuilding moment for the Minneapolis-based big boxer, but the company said this morning they are going to stick with the guy who got him here, CEO Brian Cornell. Cornell is going to be around for another 3 years as Target tries to get back on track. 3 more years. The thing is, Cornell is 63, and Target's historically had a mandatory retirement age of 65. So bye-bye mandatory retirement rule at Target and elsewhere, as Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports.
Yes, Target has had a tough year, but Jessica Ramirez, a retail analyst at Jane Hawley & Associates, says overall, Brian Cornell is a respected CEO.
He actually has been quite a visionary and brought Target out from, I think, what would have been, you know, a bit of the dark ages.
The dark ages being that whole pandemic thing. Ramirez says since Cornell joined Target in 2014, the company's invested heavily in private label products and digital integration, things that helped it excel in the last few years. And with the pandemic still affecting the industry, it may not be the best time for new leadership. Yojud Chang is a professor of business administration at the University of Virginia.
You know, if there's no reason to switch a person out, I mean, hitting a specific age can feel like a fairly arbitrary cutoff.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. So why have a retirement rule in the first place?
Having a mandatory retirement age can serve as kind of a forcing mechanism. So essentially something that a board can rely upon if needed.
A rule that automatically kicks in so the board doesn't have to awkwardly say, hey, you're underperforming. You've overstayed your welcome, which can sometimes translate to you're getting old.
There's an argument that as you get older, you become increasingly out of touch.
Michael North, a professor of management at NYU, says that kind of thinking is outdated as people live and work longer. Companies are becoming more sensitive to ageism and ditching mandatory retirement rules. Matteo Tonello is with the conference board.
They're now out of fashion, and we see an increasing number of companies that have had them and have kept them, essentially choosing to ignore them at a time when they would be triggered.
Tonello says because of that, in 2017, the conference board stopped keeping track of how many companies have mandatory CEO retirement policies. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.